popular speaker and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Myself and Steve Starrs are now joined by G. Edward Griffin. Ed, thanks for coming on the Bob Tuscan Show again. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for inviting me.
So what's been going on with you these days? It's been a while since we last spoke.
Oh, my gosh. What's been going on? Well, you know, I'm just busy trying to save the world. and had a little fun along the way. No, it's just been busy trying to finish a book and put out all the fires and answer a lot of questions and figure out some of the answers myself.
Absolutely. And that's what we do this show for. We're trying to use it as a platform to learn and vent at the end of the day. I mean, geez, you'd go crazy if you didn't have an outlet to vent. Let me go ahead and get this out of the way here, because you wouldn't believe how many emails we get from people saying that your work, Creature from Jekyll Island, was taken from, it's Eustace Mullins, right, Steve? Is that his name? Eustace Mullins?
Eustace Mullins, right. Great guy.
Yeah, everyone and their uncle, every time I say, oh, we're having G.O.R. Griffin on, he says, well, ask him about Eustace Mullins and how he got most of his stuff from that. You credit Eustace for being an inspiration, right?
Well, of course, yeah. Eustace Mullins is one of the pioneers in this field. He was not the only one, but he was certainly did yeoman service. And his book really was the only one out there for quite a while. I don't know where they get the idea. I freely admitted in the introduction to my own book that I was standing on the shoulders of lots of other people. You know, there's so much information out there about the Federal Reserve and the economy that there's no one person can figure it all out by themselves. You don't live long enough. So you've got to see where others have traveled, and then you try and pick up the path from there and continue. And that's pretty much what I did, using that old joke in the beginning. I said, you know, they say that a person that steals the works of one other person is called a plagiarist. But if he steals the works of lots of other people, they call him a researcher.
Well, it's all true, though, is the thing,
Of course, it's the truth.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I don't know where the people get the idea that I'm trying to steal the thunder away from Eustace Mullins, because that's certainly not true. He deserves all the credit he could. Now, I think what bothers them is that I don't mention him more in my book. I did mention him a couple of times, and I gave reference to some sources that he said. But the real value, and I don't mean this in a shallow way, the real value that Mullins had to me was to show me the path backward to a lot of original sources that I might not have known about before. It's not that Mullen said so and so, but he quoted somebody else who said so and so.
Right.
And so the way I work is I just don't take someone's word for it. I went back to the original works wherever I could and checked out. Did they really say that? And if so, what else did they say? Make sure they're being quoted right. So I think that's the genesis of the whole thing, Bob, is that I didn't quote Eustace as much as they might have liked because I preferred to go back to the sources that he was quoting.
Right, and you
I'm glad we finally addressed that, you know, because I'm tired of hearing about it. I'm sure you are.
That people have that impression because I think that Mullen certainly deserves credit for cutting a lot of ground. You know, he dug up a lot of furrows, did a lot of plowing in the early days where nobody had dared to go.
Right. Well, you talk a lot about the history and the inception of the Federal Reserve and so on and so forth, but let's take it to more recent times with the changing of the guards there. Well, not really, but at least they got a new figurehead, Janet Yellen, who has come into power, for lack of a better term. What do you think about the Fed and where it stands today? And also, after you address that, I want to ask you about the 100-year charter. I thought it had come and gone here, and why wasn't that honored? Why wasn't that brought up? I heard very little bit about that. But let's start with Janet Yellen and what you think she offers and brings to the table.
Well, nothing different, of course. We know that every chairman of the Federal Reserve Board is nominated by the president from a very select list of nominees that is submitted to him, primarily by the banking committees of Congress and by financial supporters of the president. You know, I think your listeners are well aware that political deals are usually made in the early days of a presidential campaign. Well, all campaigns, I suppose, but especially presidential campaigns. People who want to run for president are literally interviewed by the power structures, the various organizations that are influential in helping to generate political support. And by that I'm talking about the banking industry is certainly one of them, the power they hold not only through finance but through the media, corporate media organizations which they influence or outright control. So it's a question of money and favorable media coverage that can be delivered to a candidate. So naturally any candidate running for president listens very carefully to the people who have that power. And also the banking committees, the donors, the corporations, and so forth. These are the people that influence the selection of the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. And of course, all of them come either from the banking industry itself or from academia, where they have demonstrated a lifetime of dedication to the principles of fiat money. And they are in total support of the existing system, or they would never, ever be nominated to be the head of the Federal Reserve. I mean, nobody would ever dream of nominating me to the head of the Federal Reserve, because the first thing I would do would be to close the thing down.
Yeah. You and Ron Paul, yeah.
So anyway, to make a long story short, whenever a new chairman is appointed to the Fed, it's to me a very non-event because I know it's going to be pretty much a continuation of what it has always been.
Yeah.
There may be a little difference in style, but fundamental principles will not change.
New boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, that's about it. And it's kind of a media event, a lot of talk and speculation. What do you think things are going to change now? And, you know, they grind out hours and hours of coverage and talking head interviews and analysis and you know, predictions and so forth over nothing because it's all cut and dried. Anyway, it's part of the show that we get. But as far
really
as your charter, Bob, the original charter was set to expire But one of the things they changed, one of the amendments, I don't really know which one it was to eliminate that provision of the original charter, so that the original wording was something like the charter shall expire unless renewed or extended. And then one of the amendments was they changed that wording to the charter shall be automatically extended unless canceled by Congress. So with a few words changed somewhere back, I don't know, 50 years ago or so, that 100-year business was thrown out the window very quietly.
I see. All right, folks, our guest is G.O. Griffin. We'll be back with him in just seconds. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. Iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
G.O. Griffin is our guest this hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. We're going to shift gear into Can't even talk here, Steve. Let's get
an happens.
I'm going to shift gears here in a bit and talk about health with Gio Griffin in just a moment. But first, I wanted to tell you about this encounter that I had at the Federal Reserve building in Philadelphia. I was in Philadelphia speaking at a conference, the Free Your Mind conference, and I decided to go film the Federal Reserve building. And the police came out, the Federal Reserve police, and they said I couldn't film and so on and so forth. And I had a simple question for them. Is this a private institution or a federal institution? And you know what? They couldn't slash wouldn't answer me. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts is you're talking to probably a couple of guys that were private security police that have no idea what the Federal Reserve is in the first place. Whether it's private or federal was a secondary question. They probably don't know what it does or what it's supposed to do.
But they think they're real cops. They think they're real cops. They wear a badge. They act as if they've sworn an oath to the Constitution and so on.
Yeah, well, they think they are, and I guess in a sense they are. Somebody authorized them to carry a gun, and they gave them a badge, and there's probably a statute somewhere tucked away that legally allows them to use coercion against other people in the name of enforcing law. You know how the game is played. Private security forces exist all around the world, and society acknowledges generally that they have a certain right to utilize legalized force in defense of property or life or liberty. And the people who were employed, you can't really blame them. They're working for a salary. They're trying to support a family. They don't understand what's going on.
And at the end of the day, they're low level. I mean,
that's the idea. They have no idea. And it's true all the way up and down society. And I don't want to get too cynical on this, but when you think about even our own military, when I was in the military, I had no idea what I was doing there. I went in. I thought I'm serving my country. It was my patriotic duty. I was going to defend America. I felt really good about doing that. I had no idea what the hidden agendas were, and how a nation's military, made up of fine young men who are patriotic and have all the highest motives, wind up doing the dirty work of politicians. It's just something that doesn't cross the mind of people who are doing the dirty work at the bottom level.
No, it really doesn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a big part of the problem, of course. And, of course, these are the same kinds of questions that are asked of politicians, and they don't seem to even know the answers either, or they conveniently claim they don't know the answers when you ask them about the private central bank of the Federal Reserve and the international banksters and how these things work. I mean, at least that was the that's what they feigned to, if you recall, back in the debates in 2012, where they were even crediting Ron Paul as informing them of some of these matters pertaining to the handling of our money by the Federal Reserve and the international banking cartels.
Yeah. Yeah, it's maybe a little bit off topic, but I think it's one of the problems with human nature is that we just tend to accept the status quo. We don't question, and we recognize and respect authority without questioning whether or not the authority is legitimate or whether it's ethical. It's just, hey, that's the way it is, and you just follow. We just follow along. I cannot tell you how many good people I know, I mean really fine people, that are working for corrupt corporations. And deep in their heart, they know it. They know that the corporations are doing bad things. I know, one case I know, a person very close to me, that works for a large pharmaceutical company. And this gal knows that the company is corrupt. But yet she proudly serves the corporation because it has a good reputation and she's doing her job well, But it's sort of a disconnect that we get when we start working for somebody and we get a paycheck, and along with the money comes prestige and security, and we tend to look the other way at what this thing is doing that we're working for.
It's funny how that works, isn't it? Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
so many good people who are just following orders without knowing exactly why they're doing it, other than it's just the protocol for their job. And that's
right. Yeah. And I think most police are in that category. And I think these private security officers that you're talking about, who are working for the Federal Reserve, probably go home at night and feel like, yeah, I'm doing a good job. I'm doing something that's constructive. I'm protecting the nation in some way, and the banking institution is very valuable to the economy and to the freedom of our people, and I'm a small part of it, but I'm an important part of it. You know, they justify it, and they think it, they believe it, you know?
Yes,
so,
they do.
I guess what I'm saying is that I don't feel that these guys that came out and didn't know the answer to your question, that was not unusual. I think most people on the street, if you asked them the same question, they wouldn't have any answers either.
You want to hear the zinger now? As somebody was walking by, a random gentleman with his family, he overheard us asking why we can't film.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why can't I film? And this gentleman says, he stops in his tracks with his whole family there. He's had two kids and his wife. And he says, I'll tell you why you can't film. It's because the terrorist can pinpoint the location.
Oh, really?
That's what this guy told me.
I said,
have you heard of Google Earth by chance?
Yeah. You know, you see, he's heard that somewhere, and it made sense to him, and he wants to believe that. So that's how we go. Anyway, that's my... my cynic comment for the day.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Do you get into the false flag stuff at all? Has 9/11 been something that over the years has brought to your attention just how far things have gone?
Oh, well, I don't particularly get into it, but I certainly have followed it. There are so many people that have done an excellent job of documenting that and presenting the rationale for the conclusion that 9/11 was a false flag operation. I felt that there's little that I could do to improve
sure.
what they're already doing. So I've kind of left that for others, and I'm sticking to my categories. But, yes, I followed it, and it's hard for me to understand how people cannot see that 9/11 was a false flag operation. It's just, we're almost getting back to what we were talking about a moment ago. It's just that they want to believe certain things, and it's comfortable to believe it, so that's what they do.
Yeah, that's right. It's that protocol of following orders, and you know, it's almost like the post, Manhattan Project ideology that we've got to keep secrets because you know, loose lips sink ships, and if somebody doesn't see the sign out in front of the Federal Reserve Building that says this is the Federal Reserve, the terrorists might locate it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's an overly paranoid position and thinking and mindset that people get into today about these kinds of things without recognizing, as you said.
Sure. Well, Steve, we got to take a break, and then we'll come back with Gio or Griffin, and we'll talk health for a bit. To get to on the topic of health, one of our favorite topics. Gio has been on before talking about AIDS with us and cancer, and we'll get to those topics in just a moment.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater. The movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times are tough, all right.
The future.
Well, for a while there, our guest, G.O.R. Griffin, was going on some of the big shows. He was on Glenn Beck and a few others. And they were talking about the Federal Reserve, of course, which is awesome. I'm glad they're bringing awareness to that topic. But a topic that's more controversial and perhaps more suppressed is covered in one of his books, A World Without Cancer, the story of vitamin B17. You won't hear about this from the lamestream media, and we've covered cancer on many different fronts in the past on the show, and I'm glad to bring G.O.R. Griffin on to discuss it with us a bit tonight in the next segment or so. And then we'll segue over to AIDS, G.O.R., because our guest, or my co-host rather, Steve Starrs, is actually the producer of the film HIV Equals AIDS, Fact or Fraud, that you might be familiar with, that takes a look at the true nature of the HIV scam. But we'll hold that off to a little bit later. Tell me, how did you discover B17, also known as Laetrile, right?
Yeah, that's another name for it. B17, amygdalin, Laetrile. They're nitrilicides. It's a certain kind of a nitrilicide. Different names given to it. Well, anyway, the way I got into it was most unexpected. It's simply because of my friendship with a doctor, Dr. John Richardson, way back in the early 1960s. John had a regular orthodox practice in the San Francisco area, started to use an unorthodox substance in the treatment of cancer, which was called Laetril at that time, still is, and he was getting quite good success with it, and so he pursued it, and of course he started off very cautiously with an interesting story. He started to use it on his dog, which had cancer, terminal cancer. They knew they couldn't save the animal, and somebody brought this substance to his attention and said, well, Doc, why don't you try it on your dog, see if it works. Well, the dog got well, and that amazed everybody, and then his head nurse had a problem. Her husband had terminal cancer, and she said, well, do you want to try it on Jake? And so they tried it on Jake, and Jake got well, and that really caught their attention, so they started to use it very cautiously on other patients, and they started to get well. Not all of them, but most of them, actually. And it was quite a turnaround, because previous to that, most of them did not get well. So John started to use this treatment, this Laetril. Word got around from very happy patients who previously thought they only had, you know, a few weeks or a month to live. That's what their doctors had told them. And now they're walking around happy as can be and healthy. So they're telling everybody. And the first thing you know, John had a huge cancer clinic there. I mean, people were coming from all over the United States and then all over the world. Well, that caught the attention of the medical profession. And they approached him and said, look, you've got to stop using this. And he said, no, I can't, because it really works. It's saving lives. And they said, well, we don't care about that. It's non-approved, and you can't use anything unless it's approved by the FDA. So that was the beginning of the battle, and that's how I got into it. John asked for my help in trying to explain his situation to the public and generate some kind of public support for him. And so I was kind of brought into it through the back door. I had no background in it, no experience, and my training is not technical. It's not scientific. But boy, after about 3 or 4, eventually 5 years of intense learning from those who have such background, I learned a lot about cancer and about the mechanisms and the pathways of the enzymes and the various chemicals and so forth. So I wound up producing a very low-budget documentary film called World Without Cancer, and that evolved into a book. And that's the book that you were talking about. That's how I got into it, and I'm sure glad I did, because it made me aware of the conflict between these two major views of health, the orthodox view and what we sometimes call the alternative health view. And basically, it's like night and day. And had I stayed with my original view, which was orthodox, I'm sure that I would have been dead by now. I would have died of something, probably cancer. But maybe I should just mention what that is, since I brought it up. The orthodox view is that diseases are the way you treat a disease is to treat the symptoms. You find out what the patient is complaining about. You have pain? Okay, let's give you something to kill the pain, rather than find out what's causing the pain. Orthodox medicine is predominantly aimed at overcoming symptoms, treating symptoms, whereas the alternative doctors are concerned with the cause of the pain or the lump or the bump. And cancer is a perfect example, because, you see, what the orthodox view is that cancer is a growth. Well, if cancer is a growth, well, how do you treat it? Well, you either cut it out through surgery, or you burn it out through radiation, or you poison it out through chemotherapy. Get rid of that lump or that bump, that tumor. That's the cancer. But the alternative doctors, like Dr. John Richardson, who was my friend, he said, no, that's not the cancer. That's the symptom of the cancer. He said, what I'm interested in is, why did that lump grow? What's causing it to grow? Because we can cut that thing out, but if the cause remains behind, then it's just going to grow another lump somewhere else. So anyway, that, if it hadn't been for my becoming aware of that clash of ideas in the field of health, as I say, I'm sure that I would have long been gone. So that's how I got into it. I'm glad I did. I learned a lot, and I'm still learning as I go.
Well, we know that oncology offers people as a so-called treatment poison, radiating them and cutting them and so on and so forth. And we know it's absolutely barbaric, and I've presented the fact that most oncologists won't even take their own treatment or give it to their families. So-called treatment. I use that word lightly. So we won't get into the abuse that people are taking when they're already sick and they're already in need of some serious health. And they're tortured subsequently because allopathic medicine is missing the boat with cancer. But I do want to talk about the solution, and we mentioned B17 that you focused on in this book, but are there other things that have come to mind? Because, I mean, it's not just B17, it seems, that has a much greater effect on actually treating these cancers than the poisons that I mentioned just a moment ago. I've heard of cannabis oil being used. I've heard of soursop. I've heard a certain diet will work. Are there other outlets that you've investigated over the years that may treat cancer?
Yes, I've looked at a lot of them. None of them quite as deeply as I have with Laetril or amygdalin, because I've spent, as I said, years investigating that and running down every scientist, every practicing physician I could find that had practical experience with it and picking their brains. And, you know, so I've got a lot invested in that particular therapy. But you're quite right. There are many other things that I have run across, just such as simple things like restoring the body to an alkaline balance rather than an acidic balance. It's something as simple as, you know, taking some baking soda, things like that, that are amazingly effective compared to the orthodox therapies. And the reason for that, I think, is that cancer is not caused by something. It's caused by the lack of something. It's caused by the breakdown in the natural processes. The cell is, you know, a very complex structure. I don't have to go into the chemistry of it. Anybody that's even cracked a biology book on cellular biology is just overwhelmed by the complexity of the mechanisms that are involved there. And it's all meant to work together, and all of these things need certain micronutrients. It's like a very special fuel for your car. Your car doesn't run on Coca-Cola, it runs on gasoline. And so the human body doesn't run on Coca-Cola either. It's meant to run on real food with real enzymes in it and real nutrients, vitamins and minerals and cofactors of all kinds. And once any of those start to become deficient or are missing altogether, why, the old machine starts to cough and sputter, and the cellular mechanisms begin to malfunction. And all of a sudden you've got this thing called cancer. Cancer is nothing but a breakdown of the normal process because you're not feeding the system correctly. That's the view of the orthodox doctors that I have had a chance to have great faith in their work and by seeing their results. So, there are a lot of things that that can go wrong and cause cancer. Acid-alkaline balance, it's the too many toxins in the system. You can't get rid of them all. You know, the old question of the oxidation process, and people are worried now about free radicals, and then they want the free radical scavengers and the antioxidants, and now they call it oxidative stress. They come up with new words, but it's all pretty much the same chemistry. And so anyway, yeah, there are a lot of things that can restore skin.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, strategy one, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Alrighty, it's our final segment with G.O. Griffin for this hour of the Bob Tuscan Show. And I apologize, we got cut off by that hard break. We were getting into all sorts of good stuff. But I want to shift gears for a moment. We have Steve Starrs with us. He's my regular co-host on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. And Steve, you made a documentary film, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And, of course, I do appreciate G.Ed's work with all this stuff as well and his support in this area, because we have questioned the viral cause of AIDS, HIV, for a long time. And there are two camps, of course. One camp says that they don't believe that the virus has actually been isolated. What we're seeing are just these bubbles of retroviral material being coughed up like hairballs under oxidative, you know, these cells are under oxidative stress. And I think that's a good theory. I haven't taken a side on that. And then there's the other side that says that this actually is an exogenic virus that can move as a passenger virus, a harmless passenger retrovirus. It moves around in the population and can be a real virus. But both of them agree that the virus doesn't cause AIDS, and I'm in full agreement with that. And that's what our film was all about. And of course, we worked with Dr. Peter Duesberg, who worked in cancer research for many years in the virus cancer program, and he discounted viruses as the cause of cancer. He's still working on looking at things like chromosomes and telomeres and all that kind of stuff. Of course, all this is a part of the picture, but I do appreciate, Ed, your work in revealing some of the problems. And of course, friends, ladies and gentlemen, AIDS is not the epidemic. Cancer is the epidemic in this country. And we have spent a lot of money and a lot of time chasing this nonsense over the HIV virus and have avoided the real issues in cancer and have avoided the real kind of science that we should have been doing and set all kinds of bad protocols in order. And I think, Ed, you would agree with that probably, wouldn't you?
See, a lot of parallels between the HIV industry and the cancer industry.
Yes.
So many parallels. It's amazing. But one thing, the most obvious and perhaps the most frustrating of all, is that the treatments of choice in both cases actually cause the disease they're supposed to be treating.
Yes, they do. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Go ahead and elaborate on that with cancer and both, you know, if you like.
Yeah, well, with cancer, let's not say too much about surgery, but we do know that quite often cutting into a tumor, either to biopsy it or to remove it, quite often releases little fragmented cancerous cells into the bloodstream, and they float around and land in other places in the body. And first thing you know, a few months after surgery for cancer, the patient has cancer in many other places in their body. And so the first pronouncement was, well, we got it all, and everybody's so happy. But a few months later, they've got cancer all over their bodies. So that most orthodox physicians will even admit that surgery often is a factor in spreading the cancer. And we know that chemotherapy and radiation both are destructive of the immune system. And the immune system is essential in our fight against cancer. Break down the immune system, and you're more vulnerable to cancer. If you want to cause cancer in somebody, just subject them to radiation. Everybody knows that. And so we go into the hospital and we pay big money to get radiation treatments to cure cancer. I mean, it's crazy. The treatments actually enhance the disease. And so we swing over and look at HIV and, wow, what is this? Was it AZT or something like that? Is supposed to be a treatment for
right.
For HIV. And it's totally destructive of the immune system. And, boy, if you want to create an autoimmune disorder, just take some AZT.
Right, absolutely. And it even says on the black box there that it will mimic the causes of what they call HIV disease. It's a chemotherapy that was used initially, were designed to treat leukemia. And then, of course, we know that Robert Gallo came out of the National Cancer Institute, out of the failed virus cancer program, where they had been studying these retroviruses for so many years and never come up with anything. And then all of a sudden, a retrovirus is causing AIDS. The same people went back to work, and the same chemotherapy people got involved. AZT was only one of the many nucleoside analogs that are highly destructive. They are designed to destroy DNA. That's not a side effect. That's what they do. They mimic DNA. And they get engulfed by the cells, and eventually they have been known to cause cancer in laboratory animals. They were considered too toxic for chemotherapy, and they're giving this to AIDS patients. So absolutely, it's the same racket. You're right on there. I agree 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it just makes you angry when you finally figure it all out, because you know we want to trust these people in positions of authority. And life is a lot easier when you go into a doctor's office and you think, oh, God, he's got the white coat on, and look at all those diplomas on the wall. He must really know what he's talking about. And then when you realize that, yeah, he's got those diplomas on the wall, but he went to a university that was funded by a pharmaceutical industry, and what he learned, the curricula, what he studied was all contoured by the pharmaceutical industry, so he came out of the school as being a highly trained, highly paid salesman for toxic drugs. And now you're not so comfortable anymore when you go into the doctor's office.
Right on. Hey, you know, Bob, I don't mean to interject this, but I have a copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island right on my desk. I use it quite often as a reference book. It's a great book. But you mentioned, Ed, that you have a new book coming out soon, and I didn't want to let the time slip away without giving you an opportunity, if you want, to talk about it and what it's about.
Well, thank you for that. It's a little premature, I'm sorry to say, because I've been working on it for far too long. I started really the day after 9/11. I realized that there was a huge topic there, much bigger than 9/11, because everybody was focused on the attacks and this terrorism and the events and the death and the destruction and the powerful images and all of these things. And I just knew right then and there that as long as we focused on those dramatic elements of history, current history, we would never, ever figure out what's going on. And I wanted to do something that would direct the mind to an understanding of why these things were happening. It's sort of like the analogy to the medical story. Instead of just treating the symptoms, why don't we take a look at the cause and treat those instead?
Yes.
And so I started to work on a volume that would deal with the ideological foundation of what's happening all around the world, the growth of government and the loss of personal liberty. And a secondary part of that story, but very secondary, involves the techniques that are being used to promote that. And the techniques, of course, is to scare the heck out of everybody with a war on terrorism, war on drugs, war on crime, war on pornography, war on everything and anything you can think of to scare people so that they'll be passively willing to accept the solution, which supposedly is the solution, which is the growth of government. Government will take care of this. Government will pass new laws. Government will take away your liberties for your own good, and we'll build a super police state, and all of this is for your own good in order to fight against terrorism, pornography, crime, and drugs, and whatever else. And I knew that until people understood the ideology behind this movement, they would totally be fixed on these events and never really understand it. And so that's what the book is about. The tentative title of it is The Future is Calling. And it starts with the issue of 9/11, but rapidly moves back in history to the evolution of this thing called collectivism, the idea that the state, as a representative of the group of society, that the group is more important than the individual. And the state, of course, is the ultimate manifestation of the group. And the idea that, you know, we must sacrifice the individual for the greater good of the greater number, and all of these things that are really the ideological foundation of these dramatic events that are happening. That's what the book is about, and it's taking me way too long to finish it, but I'm happy to report that I still make progress, a little progress on it, every week.
Are you going to write another book the size of a phone book like the creature from Jekyll Island?
No.
This will be a small
phone book.
All right, good. Well, you
thank you for coming
job.
On, G.L. Griffin.
All right, thanks for inviting me, guys.
We appreciate it.
We'll do it again. Hour number three coming up in just seconds. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and